The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Thanksgiving weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th through 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked one fatal non-DUI-related crash involving one non-DUI-related fatality over the holiday reporting period, and the fatal crash occurred in Nemaha County. Across Kansas, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that there were 13 DUI arrests, down 5 from 2023, 1,135 speed citations, up 514 from 2023, 86 safety belt citations, up 46 from 2023, 3 safety belt citations for teenagers, up 1 from 2023, 22 child restraint citations, up 5 from 2023, and 893 motorist assist calls, down 224 from 2023. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced the launch of the Fostering Residential Advancement Through Mentoring and Education, or FRAME, grant program, a groundbreaking initiative that will address both housing needs and workforce development in Kansas. This new opportunity will provide up to $2 million to qualified Kansas technical and community colleges to build and renovate residential homes while training the next generation of well-skilled trade workers. FRAME was developed in response to a housing study that was conducted by the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, and the study highlighted the critical shortage of housing and skilled workers that are needed to meet the state's growing demand. It showed that existing contractors are stretched thin, and there's an urgent need to recruit and train a new workforce to ensure Kansas communities can build, grow, and thrive. Those applying should clearly demonstrate how the funds will be used to expand or develop housing programs, add residential housing in Kansas, and train students in various skilled trades. Colleges must outline a sustainable plan for future growth and how they will partner with local high schools, community organizations, and industry professionals to engage students and ensure employment opportunities. The application period opened on December 1st and will close on February 14, 2025, with the recipients being notified in March of 2025. To learn more about the FRAME grant, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The state of Kansas ended November 2024 with total tax collections at $675.5 million. That's $25.4 million, or 3.6% below the estimate, with total tax collections up 4% from November 2023. Individual income tax collections were $335.2 million. That's $15.3 million, or 4.4% below the estimate, though individual income tax collections are up 14.9% from November 2023. And corporate income tax collections were $24.5 million. That's $5.9 million, or 19.4% below the estimate, and down 31.1% from November of last year. Combined retail sales and compensating use tax receipts were $287.3 million, which is $2 million, or 0.7% below the estimate, and down $3.7 million, or 1.3% from November of 2023.